Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching is entitled, Strengthen Your Faith.
A reading according to the Gospel of Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph, and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deeds there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. And he was amazed at their lack of faith. May that last sentence never be said of ourselves and those to whom we minister. There is no greater tragedy to befall a person than they lack faith. And yet when we read the scriptures, we find many people who lack faith. So we must work on strengthening our faith in Jesus Christ and his word. But how do we do that? One way is to say the creed when we feel we're in doubt, we can't believe. Another is to focus our mind and heart on that word and believe it as much as we can. As one of the people in the gospel said, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." And St. John Paul II once said, "We strengthen our faith by sharing it with others." First, I want to apologize for my reflection being so late. Everything has been turned upside down for me lately, and I just lost my father. And I say that not as an excuse, but as a point or beginning of my reflection on this idea of faith and strengthening our faith. Not losing it. Strengthening our faith by adversity. Or in adversity. We've all probably heard about the tragic death of Kobe Bryant, the basketball player. But hopefully he was in a very good place, because shortly before taking off in the helicopter, he had attended Sunday Mass and received Holy Communion with his daughter and probably the entire family. So he was excited. He was going to a tournament with his daughter and friends, and he was probably happy. He had just received our Lord, body and blood, soul and divinity. So we can console ourselves in the face of death of friends or loved ones or people we admire. by laying hold of our hope and faith that these people were ready to meet God. There's a rhythm in life and a rhythm in nature, like the night and the day. And our lives also have a supernatural rhythm of movement, of faith and trial, and deeper faith and perhaps greater trial. St. John of the Cross said once that as we grow in our spiritual life, our trials become greater because we're stronger and we can handle it. So don't be surprised if you have great trials and difficulties in life. Events and circumstances of our life can be burdens or they can be blessings. And so that we do not lack faith, let's try always to see the blessing in whatever difficulty comes to us. God strengthens our faith in the trial, and faith enables us to bear that trial, to face it head on and not run away. So when difficulties come, as they surely will, look upon them as opportunities to exercise your spiritual muscles of faith and to witness to the power of faith when you share with other people. Our lives are based on faith in this world.